Hello, you're through to Jamie at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Hi there. I'm actually your colleague just passed me over. It was to say that I don't wish for my doctor's notes to be released or my parents.
Right, okay, one moment just before we continue. Mr. Brown, can you just confirm your date of birth and your postcode for data protection?
It's Archie Brown at 20 Atherston Terrace, Coyleton. Okay, is my date of birth now?
Yes, please.
Yeah, the 6th of the 4th, 87.
That's perfect. That was just for data protection, just like, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. So why don't you want to continue? Do you want to just give me some
My
further
mental
information?
health is not great right now, and I really honestly don't think I could go up to court and very drag up the past. And
Right. I understand. I completely understand.
A lot of the people that were involved in it, like, I don't even know if they're still alive.
Well, you don't have to worry about any of the
The
obviously
people,
perpetrators of abuse.
the thing that happened to me in that place, the place isn't even any, like, the notes and everything will be lost to
Right.
time.
I completely understand, Mr. Brown. So let me just give you some further information on that. So even if any of the perpetrators are no longer living, they're deceased, that doesn't matter, okay? That's the scheme will take that into account, and the scheme operates on a we believe you system in the first instance. Also, in relation to some of the institutions who hold the information, if they don't exist, the scheme, the redress scheme, are also aware of that, and they're also very much aware that a lot of these places did not take sufficient steps in order to preserve all of the evidence, and they're well aware of the particular institutions which get rid of these documents. So,
Yeah.
but I understand your mental health isn't great at the moment. So, how about this? At the moment, your file is in a position where we're just requesting all of the information. Okay. That's
Okay.
all we're doing at this stage. So, it gives you a few months at least to just put this to the back of your mind. Don't think about it and let us carry on with obtaining all the information. Then what we'll do is in about 2 months' time, we'll contact you and see how you're doing at that stage once we have all the information. Because we want to do this at your pace. If you're not happy to proceed with it right now, we'll carry on doing what we're doing in the background, which will not bother you in the slightest. And then when in about 2 months' time, when we've got the information, we'll contact you then and see if you're in a better position. If you're not in a better position, you're still adamant at that stage, you wish to close your case, we will obviously go by your instruction. However, we don't have to, there isn't a time frame on how quickly we have to push this through at the moment. We can do it at a pace that you're comfortable with. Does that sound like a good idea?
I don't know.
Again, it's obviously, I personally believe that obviously, for the next few months, like I've said, there won't be any, we don't need anything from you, okay? Because we're just obtaining all of the information. So it gives you a few months to really think about it, put it to the back of your mind as well. And then
I can't put anything to the back of my mind, unfortunately. I've got windows getting replaced, and I've got three cats, and
I understand. When I say put it to the back of mind, I mean this aspect, what we're doing for you. Okay, so that'd be my recommendation is rather than close your case at this stage, what we'll do is we'll carry on getting the information in. Obviously that's going to be no bother to you. We don't need any input from you at this stage. And then once we've got everything in, we'll contact you then and see how you feel. Because we are towards the end. Once we've got all the information in, after that stage, all we have to do is take a statement and submit everything to the scheme. And then at that stage, the scheme have everything. There won't be any further involvement.
I don't know how all this works, and it really, like, stresses me out a wee bit when my.
Okay, well, let me explain that. So we get all the information in, okay? Once we've got all the information in, we will review it on your behalf and we'll identify what evidence we need to support your application. At that stage, all we do is we book a phone call with you, we speak about the evidence, and we get some further details as to the time and care. And then we submit the evidence and the statement to the scheme. The scheme go and make a decision behind closed doors. So you don't have to go anywhere and be cross-examined or speak about the statements in any further detail. It's just a few pages of paper telling the scheme what happened with the evidence to back it up. if there is the evidence, and then the scheme make a decision.
Okay.
It's designed for minimal involvement because both the scheme and ourselves understand it's a very sensitive subject.
Yeah.
So are you happy for me then? I'll pop a note on your file. Are you happy for me? Is we'll give you some time to obviously deal with what you're going through. And in about 2 months' time, we'll contact you once we have everything in and we'll see where you are at that stage. And if you're still not ready at that stage, again, we can push it back further or we can consider closing your case.
Okay.
Is that okay, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. And obviously, if you need anything in the interim, my name's Jamie. Give me a call. I'm happy to talk you through anything, speak to you about anything to do with the application. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, Mr. Brown, will you enjoy the rest of your day? Okay? And we'll speak to you in about 2 months' time. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Take care. Bye now.